Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
It's great to have your company, as it is to have the company of Nathan Brown, Emma Lawrence, Ryan Girdler. My name is Tony Squires. Heading towards kickoff at 3 o'clock, the Bulldogs and the Titans. The action was up the other end of the competition table last night, though, with the Storm. Too good for South Sydney, as I said earlier. South Sydney started well, but the Storm just keep on keeping on. 22 points to 16 as a look at that tight power scoreboard. And a man who scored a terrific try and is just playing great footy this season is the number one for Melbourne Storm, Ryan Pappenhausen, who joins us right here, right now. G'day, mate. Congratulations on another good win.
Hey, guys. Thank you. It was a little bit scrappy, but yeah, always nice to win, especially away. You get the bunnies.
Speaking of away, did you have to fly back last night? I mean, how many hours of sleep are you working on?
So I got back around here about 2:30, and then a little bit of a sleep in this morning, so a little bit late, but I've sort of got used to that now. That's what happens with all our Sydney games, so it's not too bad.
You guys enjoying it up there?
Yeah, it's quite nice up here. The weather's turned up today, so a few of the boys rolling around with on the bikes, just no shirts around the resort, but it is good, but obviously do want to go back home, still want to play in front of our home fans. That's probably been one of the most challenging things, is we haven't actually had that. So it's been good that we've been getting wins on the board, because I guess we don't really focus too much on that.
Hey, Ryan, what's the greatest thing you believe you've got out of going to the Melbourne Storm, mate?
Probably work ethic, I reckon. Just not getting complacent, always trying to find something that I can improve. I think that's one really good trait that they push here, and especially the ones who have been really successful at the club, that's really what they say. You've always got to try better yourself. You can't just sit there and be happy where you're at, so that's probably one thing that I've really picked up since I've been here.
And what about, there's been a lot of attention on Cameron Smith, and we've spoken about how he's certainly still got what it takes, but in your time at the Melbourne Storm, what's been the best thing about having Cameron Smith in your side?
Probably just his just willingness to teach all us younger boys and less experienced boys. Like he doesn't really have anything to hide. He'll tell you everything he watches in video. He tells you everything that he thinks you could improve about your game. And to have that access, I think that's pretty cool to see. He's not protecting anything. He just wants the best out of everyone. And I think if you've got the best player in the game doing that, then that's only going to be positive for the group. So that's probably been my biggest takeout that he's given to me. But there's a lot of other things as well.
Yeah, Ryan, don't be afraid. If he's already told you what he's planning for next year, you can let us know. That's okay.
That's one thing he keeps pretty secretive, I think. But I don't even know if he's made up his mind or not. But yeah, whatever happens, he's still playing great footy. So there's no pressure from our end or any of the boys here. So.
Hey, does anyone ever sit in any of those video sessions and tell Smithy what he should have done?
I think the only ones who have licenses are Craig and probably Munster. I think everyone else is a bit too scared.
How's that grub on Munster? The Munster?
Oh, yeah.
Munster.
Oh,
yeah,
it's ridiculous.
Get rid of it.
I don't know what's worse, that or his gut.
Hey, Ryan.
Jeez, our away jerseys don't do him any justice.
He doesn't look good in the white, does he? Hey, big game on later tonight, Raiders and the Roosters. Like, we know you love your footy. Are you going to watch that one?
Probably not.
Okay.
Well, just try have a little day off watching footy, I think. You've got a couple of days off now, so might watch a bit here and there, but it's definitely not scheduled in the book to sit down and watch it, and I'll probably get to it later in the week.
Well, obviously, Sonny Bill Williams comes back into the game, and he's a guy I'd imagine you would have watched a lot growing up. What are you excited about the prospect of potentially coming up against Sonny in the finals?
Yeah, well, obviously I was a big Doggies fan back in the day, so he was there when I was a big fan, so to see him come back is awesome. He was one of those guys that you sort of looked up to, and to see him back is pretty cool, and to have the opportunity to maybe get play against him, I can't even really think about that yet. That'll be cool, and hopefully it goes well. Hopefully he adjusts back into it well, and I think the team he's at and the system he's in, I don't think he'll have a problem with it.
Hey, Ryan, how's Dale Finucane going, mate? Is he going to be back anytime soon?
Yeah, I think he's tracking pretty well. See him just walking around with his guitar around the resort, so If he's walking around, I assume that his calves probably able to walk on, so it shouldn't be too far off training fully. So haven't heard too much about when he's going to be back, but yeah, he's looking all right.
Hey, if you were to come up against the Roosters and Sonny Bill, we were chatting before about which member of the forward pack from every team would be running straight at him. If you had to pick one of your forwards, who do you think would be the one that would be targeting Sonny Bill? Who'd want probably a piece of him?
Probably our ball boy at the moment, I reckon, Emma.
Yeah.
The block of cheese, Brandon. I reckon. He'd be pretty keen to take him, I think.
Actually, I think he might have said a few months ago when the speculation was coming about, he said he can't wait to take his head off.
Yeah, that's right. Can't wait to play against him and take his head
He'd
off.
He'd take anyone on, wouldn't he? I reckon Brandon Smith.
How far away is Brandon?
Another one. I'm not too sure, actually. He's doing the ball boy duties at the moment. He's talking sweet. I think he's just started eating solids and that. So I'd probably say another couple of weeks.
Another couple of weeks.
Yeah, I'm not too sure how the jaws work and if you can come back early or not. But yeah, I'm not too sure. He's carrying on like he usually does. And I think it's just when he gets back into contact, that's when they'll give him the green light.
Supercoach Bellamy said last night after the game, he was asked about a potential foot race between you and Billy Slater, and he said, you know, people asked who was the fastest, and he said he was still putting his money on Billy. Ooh. Does that hurt?
Oh, I didn't hear that. Nice to take it up with him. Now, did you see the video Bill put up on his Instagram the other day?
Running down his son and the one in there running the race. Yeah, it was brilliant. Brilliant. He can still move.
He can still move, so... might have to wait another couple of years and I'll try to challenge him when he gets a bit older.
Physical game of footy last night?
Yeah, it was. We there's a few sore boys today that we were saying that after the game, actually. They were very physical and started really well. And that was probably the pleasant thing out of it, that we stuck in there. And those are the sort of wins that are going to have to be replicated at the back end of the year. And that was probably a little taste of finals footy, really. Especially with, we still had a few injuries out and a lot of guys getting longer minutes too. So a lot of positives to take out of it, but yeah, probably the biggest one's the win.
All right, mate. Well, once again, you played a terrific part in that win, as you have been all year. Congratulations and thanks for having a chat. Really appreciate it.
No, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.